Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
This is a Lip Media podcast.
Awesome. Okay, now can you do the clap? Wait. Microphone's in. That's great. Okay.
Can you just check, is this doing the thing that it's supposed to be doing?
Yeah, that's on.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, cool. Okay, great.
All right, hey!
Welcome to the best podcast in the world.
Get
over it.
We have something different today, John.
That is correct. This is the beginning of our new in-depth CNN
interview series. Behind the Actors Studio.
Behind the Actors Studio, where we sort of are speaking to people who we know.
Or don't know. We'll sort of see.
Yeah.
We're just doing interviews, if you don't know.
We're doing interviews, if you don't know. If you didn't read the newsletter, we're doing interviews.
Yeah, we'll sort of see how it goes. And our first guest, you all know her and love her as our legal representative.
Legal representative. Maddie Holbrook-Walk is her name, yeah. Welcome to the stage, Maddie Holbrook-Walk.
Thank you. Your Honor, thank you for having me.
It's an honor to have you in the court.
Bailiff, let everybody get seated.
Write it down.
Everyone sit down.
And all right? Stenographer, put that in the notes.
Write that in your little journal.
That's a lot of legal jargon I've already added to the table there. So
you have a whole backstory that you don't even know, Maddie.
Because yeah, I've never listened to it.
Never listened to the podcast.
And she's our greatest. People often say, you know, they're like, you should listen, it's great. And I'm like, I could hang out with him. I don't need to hear it.
I don't need to hear it.
Yeah.
And you do improv with us.
Yeah. So. Every now and then, because I have friends that listen, and every now and then they say, oh, and they refer to a joke that you guys have said in the podcast.
That's awesome.
And I just laugh at it as if it's like a random thing that they've said. And
yeah,
then they're
kooky.
Like, no, you don't get it. Like my housemate the other day, she came into my room and she was like, do you believe in ghosts? And I was like, oh, and I answered. And then she was like, that's what they said. And then she just walked away.
That's so cool.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Is it from a really old episode?
God. Yeah. That's an old one.
Yeah. So that's for the OGs, I guess.
Oh my God.
You sort of asked the big questions.
Yeah. About ghosts. Yeah.
For reference, like maybe. I don't know. I don't know if I believe.
What about aliens? First question. Do
of
you
the
believe
interview.
In aliens?
Oh, well, like there's aliens somewhere. Like,
yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
I just don't think it's worth getting caught up in it all. Like what they look like and stuff.
Last night when I was hanging out with Rose Callahan, name drop the mic.
Yeah.
Me and her boyfriend were facing one way and she was facing the other. And then she said that she saw a fireball in the sky, like a giant fire like falling down like a comet, and then it disappeared.
She's on drugs.
Today I was driving up Cleveland Street and I saw a huge open flame.
Oh my
God. On the side of the road, like a burning inferno, and there was like fire trucks and everything on their way.
Oh my God.
It was like the fire trucks came from behind me, and then like obviously like I pulled left.
Cut you off.
But I still got to see it before they put it out. It was crazy.
Oh my God. What was on fire?
Just like a building, but it was on the street, like it was street flames. Yeah.
Holy shit.
I don't know if I can say this, but I've always wanted to see something like that.
Yeah, it was really cool.
I've always been interested in setting something on fire.
No.
When the bushfires happened, like my auntie's town was right near the face of the blaze, as they call it, and she said that people in the town would like go out and watch the fire at night.
Yeah, it's
like,
awesome.
They're like, oh, come on, let's go and watch the fire for a bit. And they'd go and park the car and just look at it.
That's like in Chernobyl. Have you seen that?
I haven't watched it.
Spoilers. Well, they watch it and it kills them.
They watch the smoke.
The smoke and the thing, and that's what everyone did, and that meant they got exposed
to the radiation.
And all died.
The things that we'll do for entertainment.
Yeah. I do it. It's like watching fires like nothing else. Like,
it's pretty
staring
cold.
Into the depths of flames is just like.
It's better than Conan.
So good.
Yeah. It's so entertaining.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Well, let me move on to my first question.
Let's go.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. This is 60 Minutes.
What would you say is your biggest strength and your biggest weakness?
My biggest weakness is I'm a perfectionist.
True.
And okay. I'm detail oriented to my own fault.
You've got the job.
And I guess I'm also I can't delegate very well, so I just love doing everything myself. I guess I'm an overachiever.
All right. Well, you've got the job.
Still your weaknesses?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's weaknesses.
I don't know. I think my real weakness is probably like blabbing a lot.
A bit. You're a blabber.
I'm a blabber.
I agree. You're terrible.
I talk the head off a horse, as I like to say. And my strength is... Well, that is my strength.
That's a truth, yeah.
That is my strength, mm-hmm. is that I talk a lot.
You know, it's a double-edged sword.
You know what would be someone's a funny strength to say?
What?
My wit.
My wit is razor sharp.
I'm very quick. So someone says, you know, does anybody want coffee? And I say, coffee? Black? Or white? And
they love it.
Yeah.
So that's a great question, John. I'm going to follow that one up with one of mine.
Okay.
Oh, I feel like I gave a kind of nothing answer, but that's true.
I think your answer is great.
I thought it was good.
Yeah. This podcast is like improv. As long as you say something.
Anything?
Whatever.
That's great, because that's what the three of us do well together.
That's what we do.
The bar is on the
that's
floor.
That's what people are excited to watch every week.
Okay.
It's really funny, because everybody thinks it's scripted.
That was astounding. When your housemate was like, did you pre-write that when we recorded that thing for Jess? Sorry to cut off your question.
Hey! That's her birthday present. You can't. Oh, this will be fine. She just won't listen to it.
She won't listen to this.
She doesn't listen.
Okay. my question is, Maddie, if you could have any hair color other than what you have now, what would you have?
Oh, God. I've been thinking about changing. So this is a good one. I would love like a chocolate brown.
Really?
Yeah, but I think it would make me look like a goth.
Wait, what kind of brown do you have currently?
I don't know. Like a...
dark brown?
Ashy. Dark brown, ashy brown.
Dry.
I would love like platinum bleach, but I assume you're saying no if it's not blonde at all.
Yeah, I was going to say you kind of technically have blonde hair. Yeah. If you could go anything, you wouldn't go sort of purple or pink?
Well, I've done that and it's a short-term game. Like it's good for like 1 week and then it's like you're a freak.
You're a freak. Everyone's over it.
Everyone's like,
you know who it's for? It's for Rihanna. It's for BB Rexa. Yeah. It's for DJs.
Yeah. Like, what are they doing except for going to 4-hour hair appointments? Mm-hmm. And it's like
spending $500. I thought about that. Like $500. How much of your working week are you putting into getting your hair done?
I myself have had $500. I've notoriously had a $565 hair job recently.
A blow job.
I didn't want to call it a cut. It was they did a half head of highlights.
Do they do cut as well or just highlights?
Yeah, they did a little trim. Cut but and color. Like
that's
you I walked like, away, no difference. That's the problem.
Yeah. That's what happened to me.
Yes.
Yeah.
The more invisible it is.
That's
I think
right.
Highlights aren't worth it. Highlights not in 2020.
Yeah. Just go all one color. So I guess, yeah.
I like, it feels like with COVID that people are shaving their head, bleaching their hair. People are like, it didn't take much to push people over the edge.
Do you guys
get me? When we locked down and people are like, I'm going to make my own bread now.
People are like, fuck everything. I don't have a job. Yeah. It's tough out there, guys. Stay strong. Yeah.
I thought about cutting a fringe recently, but I have had lots of success doing that, so that's not a weird thing for me.
You've had a fringe?
Yeah, I've had a fringe 3 times in my life.
What?
Every time, burning success.
Really?
Yeah, really successful. Burning.
That's interesting, because you don't have a big forehead.
I do when there's a fringe covering it. I like.
It's actually bigger when you can't see it.
It's like if I had a picture of me with a fringe,
I'd
love
show to see
you.
It.
I reckon you'd rock it.
Do you want me to get it? That'll take time.
Sort of an oral medium.
Yeah, it's an oral medium.
What's your next question, Jim?
Okay. My next question is, Oh, this is hair related. Do blondes have more fun?
Yeah.
Answer in 25 words or more.
Oh, here's or my more. Take on that. Blondes have more fun. Yeah, absolutely. Because like, oh, this is a bit. Like,
I'm going to be offended, aren't I?
No, it's a bit shit though. But it's like blondes, like I think I get more privilege from being a blonde.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Are you serious?
Blonde people are special.
Blonde
yeah.
people. And like, obviously there's like the whole Aryan thing behind it. So like.
But we're not going to fix
blondes
that.
Blondes have more privilege. So they kind of. Are you it makes it easier serious? To have fun.
To have fun.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think so.
You're kidding. So if I went blonde today, life would sort of get better for me.
Yeah.
Yeah. I
well,
mean, it would get a lot more expensive. And that's
you'd probably
what
get
I
catcalled more, maybe.
That's what I want. That's why you do it.
So that falls under fun.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. You. I don't know. It's like associated with being glamorous and stuff.
Yeah. I felt like hot shit when I went blonde. Even as a gay guy that everyone's like, oh no, when I went blonde.
Yeah.
Mm. You know, it's still fun. Yeah. It's still fun because it's like, I changed my hair.
Yeah.
You know?
It's so starkly different to my eyebrows. Even that is quite exciting.
Yeah.
Wow. Absolutely gives me something to think about. Next question. What is your biggest regret from the past couple of days?
Okay.
From the past couple of days.
What's your biggest regret?
From the past, just for the past couple of days. Yeah. I don't really.
Yeah. Yeah.
Come on.
I don't really.
Come
like
on,
to,
play along.
To think of like every day is like all these regrets.
That's what? The point of
this
the question.
Podcast
that's
is
really
entrapment.
Hard. Okay, what,
it can be a joke.
Aww.
It can be a joke.
Okay, well,
my biggest regret, I shat myself in my car. So, next question.
Sorry, what is your answer, Maddie?
Well, it's kind of related. That was just a day where I was, like, coming off the back of, like, my
period.
Yeah. And I just thought, like, I thought I'd make it without anything.
Oh,
and
no.
I've told you before about the Scunge Day.
Scunge
Day, we've talked about
that,
which is like, no, day five is Scunge. But I thought I'd made it, but I had not. And, you know, I was bleaching all afternoon.
No.
Actually, blood comes out of underpants really easy.
Really?
Just
really?
Cold water.
Cold
yeah,
water.
That's the truth.
That's astounding. Truth. Because cold water, you'd think it's more of a gentle wash, but it's actually going to get...
Yeah, it's harsh. It's like bleach.
Yeah. Every woman, well, actually, every person that has a menstruation knows how to clean up a body. Because we're like, yeah, cold water.
That's so
and
true.
The blood is gone.
Slip and slide it right out of there. That's not bad for your biggest regret of the last 3 days.
Well, it's only been 3 days. If you said like of my life, I'd get a little more deep. I wouldn't be like,
when I was 17, I murdered 3 backpackers in an automobile accident.
My divorce.
I burned a lot of bridges in my time. Well, good. That's good.
Yeah.
I thought it was a fun novelty question.
I think
I think it is a novel. It's a good one.
John, right. What's your biggest regret of the last couple of days?
I'd have to check my calendar.
Do you put your regrets in your calendar?
Well, I put my activities in there, and they're often quite tightly related.
Smoking.
Can I say I haven't opened Google Cal in like a month? And
Why?
Then the other day I opened it because what am I planning?
Yeah, there's nothing going on.
I just remember that there's only one activity per week, so I just remember what it is. I'm like,
wow.
Oh.
Yeah. My biggest regret is I
Oh no!
Did you message someone?
No, no, I didn't. Actually, yeah, that I did message someone, and they
There's
didn't,
no
and they didn't respond.
Oh my god, who?
You don't regret that?
I can't
crush?
Talk about it on the podcast.
Okay, we won't talk about it later.
And I hope if they listen to the podcast but didn't respond to my message, then that's more complex. I think.
Oh yeah, that's riveting.
So yeah. So that's I gave a real answer that was both cryptic and not interesting for the listeners.
No, I found it interesting.
Okay.
My biggest regret is, well, I can't really, maybe I'll look at my calendar. I also, even though nothing is happening, I put things in there.
Do you hear that? Is that a bird or a child? No, not the
school. No, there's someone crying.
We have a pool in the neighbor's house next door. So that is rife with with tears children every weekend.
There's all kinds of aquatic incidents happening.
Absolutely.
My housemates were asking me how to swim.
No.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Because they were like, one of them was like, I find it really hard to swim further than sort of 25 meters.
Whoa.
Oh. And I was like, really? And he was like, yeah. And my other housemate was saying that when she swims, her legs sort of dip down.
Oh my God, that's really common. People don't know how to be buoyant.
Oh my yeah. God, that's like crazy. It's like a core
thing. Yeah. Yeah, and I explained that as a lifeguard, that's one of the things that you're trained, is that anyone who's swimming with their legs sort of dipping down, that's one of the key markers that that person is likely to drown.
Gonna drown.
Yeah. Mm. So I was like, just know that they're watching
you. You could teach them. You've got the qualifications.
Yeah,
you.
I tried to sort of show them a bit. Yeah.
Actually, on land.
My swim has expired. My license expired.
Oh.
Yeah, so I'm not legally allowed to. I'll need to get you to step in there if I sort of try to show them anything in the water.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so I can't think of a regret, but
well,
I'm going to
look who's lucky ducky.
No regrets.
No, well, last night I got drunk and so I've just sort of been on the toilet all morning. I'm tired because I was up till like 5:30 just feeling sick. And it was just a couple of wines. Yeah,
feeling
and going
sick.
To poo. Yeah.
Pooing.
Yeah.
Night of.
The same night. Yep.
Whoa.
Sitting up till 5:30 and I was just looking at Facebook Marketplace. So that's sort of a regret, but I don't really regret drinking.
What were you looking at Facebook Marketplace?
All sorts of things, buddy.
Wigs, chairs, rollerblades.
I've looked up rollerblades on Facebook Marketplace.
Yeah, I saw some. Yeah. I've been sending you things from Marketplace. Didn't
really?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, the pallet beds.
Yeah, you're freaking welcome. No reply there.
Well, because I was like, I don't know what I'm supposed to do with
yeah,
this.
You do that to
you're like, hey, your housemate mentioned this. And I was like, yeah, she said, oh, I was going to get a pallet bed and now I got this bed.
But just anyway. In case, just in case she wants it.
I don't think pallet bed is very glamorous. I think it looks like you're sleeping outside in a
warehouse. Yeah, so my girlfriend just got a pallet bed, and I will say that.
Name drop, girlfriend, no big deal.
Oh, hello. And I will say that being the extra foot off the ground has felt a lot more glamorous, to be
really?
Honest.
I think sometimes.
Than the previous being on the ground.
On the ground. Yeah.
I think low bed is kind of interesting. It's kind of a mood.
Low bed is like, I could have to evacuate at any moment.
I could be evicted at any moment.
It's like, I don't have the $100 that an IKEA bed frame would cost.
So you get another 2 inches off the ground.
I don't agree with directly on the floor, obviously. That's rat vibes.
Yeah.
But just slowly elevated. It's like a thing. I think it's sort of a feng shui thing.
Yeah.
I guess so. I think it's maybe more modern to have a low off the
yes,
bed.
Yes, than a giant high princess bed.
Well, that's what I'm just about
that.
To do. Yeah. I'm about to get a new bed frame.
I'm excited.
And the only sizes they have are very low to the ground, which doesn't work because I have suitcases under my bed.
Yeah.
My tiny box room.
Yeah.
They have 25 centimeters, which doesn't work because my suitcases are like 32 centimeters or something. And the next size up is 45 centimeters.
Hey,
I think go high bed.
I'm
going a big
high.
Believer. Look at this bed.
It's
huge.
Awesome.
Yeah, that's great. But it's just going to be weird being about half a meter off the ground, I think.
I think I get it, but I'm like, you need the vertical space. Like, if you don't have it off the ground, then you can't put shit underneath
it. It's true,
it.
Yeah. And I don't have shit. I have shit to put away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I have a bed on the sort of nose storage underneath for sex reasons, okay?
I'm getting a bed base.
Wait, what is the benefit of it being low to the ground for sex reasons?
Just a bed base. A bed base means it's like a brick. It's like a slab.
Like a coffin.
It's like put another bed underneath your bed. There's no legs.
But how would that help you with sex?
It means it's
it
sort
helps
of
me thrust and move around.
You can roll it around
rolling.
The roof.
No, it's like less squeaky.
If you're getting
it's totally
My bed has huge squeak problems, actually.
Yeah.
It's
not worth
so
it. I'll never
annoying.
Do it again.
My bed's really squeaky recently, But out of nowhere, I woke up one day, rolled over, you know?
Hello?
I wonder if an Allen key helps that or if it's just lost cause. It's like once it's squeaky, there's no help.
I think it needs to be tightened, but yeah. So wait, do you want me to ask
more questions? I want to hear all the questions we think of.
Okay, well, what's your favorite thing about the law and also your least favorite?
Oh, this is a great question.
The law.
The law.
The law.
Your
the
sort
law.
Of expertise.
My expertise. Okay, can I clarify that I'm not a lawyer?
No, don't
Is
say
I
that.
Say? Okay. And I've actually never studied. All right, okay, my favorite thing about the law.
Well, you're studying accounting. That's almost law. That's
kind I'm of doing a entry-level statement of attainment. And you know what? It's all...
I think that's the craziest thing you've ever done. That's yeah. like if I was like, I'm going to study musical theater, a diploma, but I was hanging out with you one night and I was like, yeah, so I paid for it and I just went to my first week of class. And I just did it.
It's free. That's why I'm that's doing true. It. It's and free. Also, it just like, I didn't realize when I enrolled in it, I thought it would just be like a little kind of a few tutorials. It's like 9 hours a week, 12-week course.
Oh my God.
But all of the tests are online. So you just, if you click through enough times, then you can just like luck out and memorize the answers and you can take as many attempts
that's
as you want.
Oh, that's good.
So I'm not really learning any accounting.
That's so funny.
You're learning the idea
my
of
my favorite
accounting.
Thing about law. Sorry.
Yeah, about law. And you're allowed to say that you're not a lawyer. That's fine. That's one rule of this podcast is that we'll renege on anything that we say.
I'm actually, my favorite thing, I guess, is like that there's like crazy areas of the law. It's yeah. like, you know,
yeah. arson.
It's like, are you allowed to hold a joint and throw it away in the bin? Mm. Like, what's the rules about that? Is that possession? Is it legal to dump marijuana in a public bin?
A lot of marijuana laws. Yes.
If I'm growing marijuana, is that...
Let's say you're smoking a doob and the cop walks past. I don't know. I just think, like, there's a lot of, like, gray areas that I'd like...
There's a lot of gray areas in the law. Like, what if I'm smoking a doob and driving? What is that? You know? And I think that's fascinating.
What if you've got, like, marijuana mixed with nicotine? Like, that's chill, right? No. That's my favorite thing. My least favorite thing is, I don't know, it's bad, I think. Mm-hmm. Like
the law.
I'm pretty sure that, like, it doesn't really work the way it's supposed to.
Yeah.
Like, they're like, we've got this great system. And basically what happens is you pay a lot of money and then you just kind of don't go to jail. And then,
yeah.
So I think that is bad, obviously, but
that's yeah. so true.
I don't have anything to help. Like, I'm not qualified.
I'm just one accountant. I can't fix everything.
I'm just one entry level statement of attainment accountant.
I'm just someone who is doing a tape course in accounting.
It's online.
I'm
doing it for free. It was
Phoenix
COVID.
University. Yeah. Yeah.
Can I say, if anybody's interested, you can do lots of different subjects. It doesn't have to be
what
accounting.
Else were you considering?
Photography.
How would you do that? You take pictures, send them in. What do you think about this?
Well, a lot of it's about aperture and exposure.
Settings.
I would have just taken them on my iPhone, I think. One time I entered a photography competition because I thought, like, oh, well, this is a pretty good pick. Like, yeah. I don't think they'll know. And they sent back and they were like, we've specifically advised, like, the type of camera you have to use for this is DSLR, not an iPhone. And I was like, how
did
they know?
Shit. They got me.
They got me.
I thought you were going to say that you won. I'd believe it in a heartbeat.
No, I didn't.
I think about that all the time. That you're. I think she's the most talented member of Snake Pit. On paper.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Because of the statement of attainment. No.
Because of her accounting background. So it's like, we're in a Hollywood interview, and they're like, well, what does each of you do? What's your thing? It's like, well, Maddie's an accountant.
Yeah.
We'll take her.
Which is crazy because you manage the funds, John.
Unfortunately, I am the
it
accountant.
It is unfortunate.
Kind of your name in the group chat is the accountant.
The accountant, yeah.
Yeah, so we need to swip that over.
And I'm one of the only people who has the least experience doing taxes.
Yeah.
Yeah, John famously doesn't do tax.
That remains to be seen. And guess what, Australian government? That was a riff. So try and get me on that.
I'm a comedian.
I didn't actually do that. I'm joking.
Okay, I have a question.
Okay.
So Maddie, in preparation for this interview, I was sort of going back on your Facebook and I was learning a lot of little things about you.
Yeah.
Your cover photo is from a screen grab from Around the Twist.
Yeah.
So what's the sort of story with that? Do you love it? Do you hate it? Are you a big fan?
I was a fan. Like, I watched it a bit, but I remember, like, when I added that cover photo, it was like 5 years ago, and I was just feeling very nostalgic.
Mm.
So it was kind of in the time in between like Netflix being and Facebook forcing you to be nostalgic all the time because of the like memories function. Oh. So it was like, whoa, like remember this? You know that time when memes would be like, feel old yet?
Oh, yeah.
Shrek was made 50 years ago. Feel old. Yeah, it was like around that time, I think. So, yeah, but there's no specific reason. But every time I... like, because I've changed my cover photo and gone back to it. And every time I go back to it, people are like, oh, man, I love that show. Like, people lose it. Yeah, yeah, people lose it. So I'm like, you know, if it ain't broke, don't fix it, right?
Yeah.
Mate, 5 years still going strong.
I think about, like, what are you supposed to do with a cover photo at this point? Because a profile picture is, like, that's what everyone sees on, like, when you message and stuff. But no one is going to see your cover photo. No.
I think it's your brand.
Your brand.
I think it has to define you perfectly.
And I'm kind of like, yeah, like, just like a family. Like, that's kind of my brand. Mm. You know, I've got a husband and two children. So, like, that's my brand, I guess. Mm. Yeah.
That's lovely.
Okay.
Do you want me to get the next one?
Yeah, I think it should go back and forth.
Okay, I've got the next round.
Like a hard-hitting interview.
Yeah. That's
a like a presidential debate.
At the debate, they're like, do you want to go next?
What's your favorite color, ma'am?
Oh, my God. I saw a really funny tweet today that was like, if you're attracted to Joe Biden, you're into necrophilia. Because he's so old. Because he's dead? Because he's so old.
I was like, yeah, because he's dead.
Joe Biden is dead. It was he was dead, and then Kim Jong Un was dead. Yeah. Did you see that?
And then it was like, just kidding.
Just kidding.
Yeah. I'm gonna do that. Just like,
I'm dead.
Kim Jong Un is dead.
Just kidding.
Just kidding. Come to the show. See you there. Oh my God, we should do another show. Yeah. Another holiday themed show.
I want to do snake. I want to do bad improv.
Anzac Day snake.
No.
Snake bits Anzac Day. Happy Anzac Day. Can we get a word?
Snake bit the Queen's birthday weekend. We can do one. That's coming up in June, right?
That's wonderful. So funny.
What's a... Oh, we did EFS. That's funny, too.
End of financial year.
What are all the other random ones?
St. Patrick's Day.
St. Patrick's Day.
Have a drink with
free beers on Snake Pit. Can we have a word?
Like Pancake Day. We should do Pancake Day.
International House of Pancakes Day. Bastille Day.
Oh, what's the thing where it's like the fourth may the fourth be with you?
May 4th.
Yeah, May 4th. Yeah, I always May 4th was the birthday on my fake ID.
Really?
Yeah, I picked it so I would remember it.
Whoa, that's
because everyone was like, it's gotta be you gotta remember the date in case the bouncer asks you.
Oh my God.
That is so cool.
That's
that you had a
awesome.
Fake ID.
Yeah,
I never did.
It was only valid for 6 months.
Just in
because
case.
Because then I was 18. So I didn't use it that many times, and I paid a premium for it.
That's
a
ripe period, though. Oh, my God. I just remember when I was in first year uni, and I had a friend. It was a big deal. There were a few kids who were trying to get fake IDs because they were from, you know, other states where they were, you know, young or whatever. Just what a huge deal that was.
Yeah.
And they would have to meet up with some guy in a field, and they were like, do you have the money? And
there was this one girl in our grade that, like, sorted it all.
Oh my God.
What does that
mean? She had a really cool name too. I would say it, but I don't want to incriminate her as her lawyer.
Alicia Keys.
Wait, but what would someone like that have to be, have access to?
A big brother.
a lawyer.
A notary public.
At my high school, it was always like a brother's friend. Like,
there's just a scan of an ID laminated.
What I mean is, what do they have access to that the rest of us don't?
Yeah. This guy worked at
Office
Works. The RMS.
Oh,
yeah. Really? He worked at a paper company.
Dunder Mifflin.
Are you serious? That's terrible. He's crooked.
Yeah,
he's a crook. Yeah, he's gone crooked.
He's on the wrong side of the tracks.
Yeah. I'm a law.
He's gone off the rails.
This is a Get Over It exclusive. This man is not doing the right thing.
Huh?
Back to you, Sarah, with the weather.
Oh, that's rather interesting. My little slunty sister had one, but I think it was like I don't know. It's either people would scratch it. You remember yeah. people scratch it? And also people would use someone else. She would just, you could just use a different person's yeah. ID and they're like, all good. I think yeah. that's insane. I'm yeah. So yeah.
I remember when we went to schoolies, I had these two friends who were both Indian, and a bouncer looking at, like, no. the other one took the other one's ID, and a bouncer looked at it and was like, oh yeah, that's obviously her. And in my mind, I was like, those two women look nothing alike. But you just had to find someone that like matched your skin tone. Mm-hmm. And then yeah. they'd be like, yep, that's the same.
That's
two girls.
Yep.
Yeah. All good.
Oh.
Here's my next question.
Okay.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Approach the bench.
Maddie, in one of your little Facebook things I've yeah. seen, there was a post about you saying that you hadn't been to a dentist in 5 years.
Oh, yeah.
Now, what's the story behind that?
Yeah, I just, like, when would you do it, you know? Like,
once a year.
Every
no, but
year.
Like, okay, so here's what happens. You're at the dentist, right?
Yeah.
And they always book you for the next one, yeah. right? They're yeah. like, oh, let's book you in now for the next 6 months. So yeah. you're like, sick. It's going to come up in the cal. I'm going to get an email
yeah.
and I'll know what to do. So I went to the dentist at some point yeah. in high school and did not have that automated function of the 6 months, and then just didn't go. But my teeth were fine, you know, like at uni, like what are you doing? You're chomping on, you know,
caramellas,
caramella koalas,
magnums, and lollipops, and
yeah,
yeah.
I think since that time that I went back to the dentist, I don't think I've gone again.
Of course you haven't. No. You gotta go to a different dentist, girlie. In my head, it's a man and
they're
an alley.
A typewriter, yeah. and they're like, all right, they got like a little book, like yeah, a hairdresser. And they're like, all right, we'll
it's
see you next
time. It's
one of
those old, like, phone book things. It's like a spinny thing. Yeah, and yeah, all yeah. the cards
what
come
suburb
up.
Yeah. is this place in?
Well, I'm not allowed to go there anymore because my private health insurance finished. So
okay. this is a warrant for my arrest.
They have a picture of me on the wall. They have a picture of your teeth on the wall. Yeah. And they're looking and sitting around. They're like, wait a minute.
Wait a second. I know these molars.
I'll be right back.
Yeah, yeah. They're like, I just need to be right back.
And then you're sitting in the chair and you're like, Mommy, you need to pick me up yeah. now.
They've cracked it.
They've got my number.
yeah.
Wow, wow, wow.
Hey, look, if you
last
no...
time I was there, they took out the wisdom teeth. Like, I'm oh. pretty sure the next thing that happens is, like, I get a crown when I'm 40. Like,
yeah.
That's the
I
main
feel like
teeth
the,
activity.
The next time we see you, you're going to have wooden teeth.
You'll never believe. Rosemary's baby.
Rickety tickety tala.
Oh, you're a little
I'm oiling them? Like,
welcome to the 2022 Melbourne Comedy Festival. I'm here to give you a show.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, roll up, roll up.
Why is anyone doing shows like that anymore?
Vaudeville shows.
Vaudeville.
It's my favorite thing in Family Guy when something goes wrong and then the guy's like, play them something, Johnny. And he's like, vamp. It's
yeah.
like vamping.
Vamp.
I press a button on my thing. Can you just check
yeah,
that
let
it's
me
all?
Look. I think it looks fun. Oh. No, we're good.
Okay.
Once again, I'm the audio engineer.
I pressed the menu button.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
You got another question, John?
Yeah. I'm going into
Can
this.
Can I say
like,
that on teeth, on the topic of teeth?
I yeah. love that.
While you are talking about it.
Yeah.
I hate brushing my teeth and I don't do it very often.
Yeah, I know that about you. Yeah. And you know what? It's forgivable.
Yeah, there's bigger things to worry about simmering under the surface.
my terrible habits. My awful bitchiness.
I litter out my window. I saw someone
smoking marijuana.
I've got a major drug operation going.
I'm throwing it in public bins and I'm, you know, doing my accountancy illegally.
I saw someone throw a plate out the window of their car on the way here. A plate.
What kind of china?
No, no. That's
funny. China. They were Greek.
I saw someone throw a whole tray of souvlaki out the window. And I thought, damn, that looks fresh.
It was a dental blade, the one that you put on your teeth.
Someone threw their dentures out the window. It's COVID. I'm not going to need these anymore.
I do think it's crazy that litter exists.
Isn't it crazy? It's like no one's going to pick that up. We don't have chain gangs in Australia. You know?
No. There's no cons doing that?
I don't think so. Mm-mm. I don't think so. I think they're teaching them, you know, knitting and...
Yeah.
Or maybe that's in
to
Sweden.
To sing or something.
The Sound of Music.
All right, that's 32 years. You're good to go.
Have you guys seen Paddington 2?
No, but I think you should let her tell you about the plot of Paddington 2.
Okay, so I haven't seen Paddington. One. Okay, well, spoiler alert, but Paddington ends up in prison.
Are you being serious?
Yeah, Paddington, the bear, ends up in prison.
The long arm of the law.
I can't remember why.
Is it about a ham sandwich?
No, he is a marmalade.
Oh, right.
And he gets trapped in there, and the big prison, like a big beefy guy at prison, is about to beat him up, and then he grabs him, and he's like, ah! And then right at the last second, Paddington Bear grabs a sandwich from under his head and shoves it in his mouth. And the prison con is so wowed by the taste of the marmalade sandwich that it completely changes the prison system. Like, everybody becomes really peaceful, and they all sing songs, and they cook big vats of marmalade, and they kind of...
That is what the future of cinema should be.
It's crazy because, like, the movie's relatively, like, as normal as a movie about an animated bear in real world London could be. And then this crazy prison sequence starts. Wait, he ends up escaping from prison, by the way.
Really?
Yeah. Wait. Sure. Is this the one that, like, James Corden voices it?
I'm James Corbin. Is that James Corbin?
He's an annoying British guy.
I think he's in it, yeah.
I've heard a lot of bad things about James Corden, and I want to perpetuate that on this podcast.
Yeah, okay, let's go. What are they?
I've heard that he treats his staff poorly.
Just like Ellen DeGeneres. Don't you think it's interesting it's coming out now? Why is it coming out now? Because they got fired?
I don't know. I think that I only hear about this in my circles, which is like... People who
people who used to work at Ellen.
It's all over my Twitter.
All over my Twitter. But what kind of Twitter circles do we run in? People who are trying to do comedy, who are probably, you know, either just being fired from a stint at Ellen or, you know, they're jealous that they didn't get the job at Ellen.
I just think that Ellen's weird. Like, she's always giving money to war veterans. And it's like, why?
She's like, thank you for your service.
She's just constantly like, she's gay and she's like, you know, had all this bullying when she grew up, and she just keeps being like, but this wife of a husband who's in Iraq or Afghanistan, I'm gonna give her like 200,000. I don't know, I just think that's kind of weird.
Hey, yeah, I think she bottomed out at some point of like what she can do.
This is the voice of Paddington Bear, Ben Winshaw.
Oh, he's hot. He was in James Bond.
He was in Dexter, and he played a serial killer, so I think he's really creepy.
Cool.
Yeah, fuck yeah, man.
Fuck yeah, that's awesome.
I really want to see Paddington Bear 2 now.
It's fine. Do you know what? I actually watched it with...
With high schoolers,
with
right?
high schoolers, yeah. Awesome. A grade of year 12 Scots boys.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Did they love
your job?
Yeah, that was my job. I got paid that day to do that. I got $250 to go and watch Paddington Bear 2 at Fox Studios.
I hung out with Maddie that evening when she was like, so this is what I did today. And I just thought it was the most insane thing I've ever heard.
Yeah. It was wild.
Jesus Christ.
Okay, I have another question. Oh, yeah? Do you have something?
Yeah, I've got something. Oh, I've got something. You've got an Instagram account called HatGirl123.
Oh, thank you for getting that up.
I'd like you to elaborate on that.
It's just me and all my hats.
Right.
So a while ago, maybe about 2 years ago, I realized that I had like, I would say almost 100 hats.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
I was going to be like that in that cupboard right
there. You didn't know this?
I was going to be like over 40.
Yes.
I think it's over 100, which is too many hats.
It's terrifying.
And so I was going to give them all away.
Some quite expensive.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. There's a traditional English top hat. Now I'm going to be that crazy hat freak on the podcast.
Well, you made the Instagram.
Yeah, but it's like whimsical. If I'm not telling the serious story behind it, if people just see the gram, they're like, oh, that's funny. But if they're like, no, she's got a real problem.
You've lost all whimsy.
I'm all for
it. It's a serious
problem. I think she really seriously cares about the hat.
I don't care about that, but I just was like, I can't justify keeping these.
No.
So instead, I'll make an Instagram account of me wearing them and I'll post on it, you know, every 3 months or so for like a few weeks and then I'll stop.
For no one to see. How many followers do you have?
100 or so.
That's actually not bad. That's more than most podcasts.
It usually gets like 20 likes at a time.
That's pretty good.
And then I just leave it. But I don't really, I'm not in it for the likes.
So, you know, like true art, fame.
It's not about the exposure.
Yeah, it's more about the hats.
keep it pure. Maddie, but are you saying that you're just sitting on these 100 hats? You haven't donated any of them?
Oh, well, if there was like a hat charity, I would donate.
Are you being serious? You need a specific hat based
One of them is a propeller hat. Like, what is someone going to do with that? Like,
I agree.
I would say if anybody wants to borrow them or even take some off my hands, they're welcome to.
You should.
If anybody writes in
I've
and
made
says
that
they want
before.
Them.
I've given things away to people, like clothes that I was like, oh, I don't really want to wear that. And then I've seen them wearing it.
Yeah.
And they've been like, look at me and my awesome thing. And everyone's like, awesome. And I really regret it.
Yeah.
I don't want to watch people enjoying my clothes.
I'll say this.
Poor people wearing my clothes. I can't see it.
I do not see it.
I just don't think any of them are worth enough to give to like an op shop. I don't think
op shops will take anything.
They're not cool hats.
They're gagging.
They're
for
not
it.
Cool. They're not like.
They're desperate for these hats.
They're not like indie corduroy caps that say like Bundaberg that were made in the 90s. Like, they're commercial caps, you know, they're big Wonka
been
one
on movie sets
from the Easter show, you know, like those kind of tacky hats. So I think I'm better, you know, it's
to
reduce, reuse, and then recycle. So I'm still at the reduce.
I think stage. That Instagram then should be a thing of like people can get them off of you.
I've thought about offering it before.
Selling, it's a selling space.
It's a vintage clothes store.
It's Depop.
I think you should sell your hats. No, I think you should keep them. I think it's a collection.
I don't care about them like heaps. But sorry,
I actually feel no way about them.
You recently asked to borrow my space hat.
That's so true.
That's
and
such a
that
funny hat,
hat is like that hat was like $50 from
that's special
the national. The Museum of Natural History in New York.
Like everything, I would say, you could do a a Marie Kondo vibe. Go through which are the ones that are like awesome and the rest make 50 orphans special with a new hat.
With these ugly hats.
These orphans are going to be
who
like...
Who wants these ugly hats?
Like, there's like 20 beanies. Like nobody in Australia is wearing beanies. Everyone's like, oh, okay.
Hey, that's not true. I've seen two videos where people were wearing beanies indoors. And I was like, what the hell
is
going on?
I saw a beanie last night on someone.
Yeah. I think I saw that post
too. I think we're all talking about the same post. And it's like, why inside?
Why in Australia? Unless you live in Canberra, you don't need a beanie.
I've considered buying a beanie recently.
I think
actually.
It means you're hiding something.
I think it's like
I'm quirky.
I felt like this outfit wasn't finished.
Yeah,
so
put a hat on it.
Accessories are huge.
Yeah,
I think I've been considering accessories.
You know that thing by Chanel.
I start wearing an eye patch. What do you think? What do you think, guys?
Bangle.
I want to get back into rings, like lots of rings, like rings,
dangly rings.
Yeah. Like lots of rings.
Clinking, clattering.
Like, it's like, oh, what's on her hands?
We can hear you coming.
Yeah. Taking them on and off all the time while I'm talking. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I'm getting into hoops.
Yeah.
Hula hoops.
Be serious, okay?
Be serious. Oh,
sorry. It's a serious podcast.
It's a serious.
Hoop earrings.
I love hoops. I just always lose one of them.
What?
Like, I just always lose one of the hoops.
Yeah, yeah, me
so
too.
So I just don't get to have them.
Doesn't work.
Yeah.
What about
yeah.
studs?
Do you think getting back into the late 90s.
Repopularize studs.
Yeah. I've always wanted to get back into pearl studs.
People, oh I think God. That's a viable option.
It's like, I just watched The Politician on
pearls.
Netflix.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like, hello.
Hello, I'm a lawyer.
Yeah, I'm a lawyer. I have a statement of attainment.
Yeah, I wore a set of, I got a set of pearls recently and it really leveled up everything, I think.
Yeah.
It's interesting when people wear things that, like if people don't know you very well, they just have to accept it.
Yeah.
They can't say anything.
If you walked in with a top hat, people just have to sort of just smile and wave.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm. It's like, where's the line? What can I wear to something where no one will say anything, but I feel uncomfortable?
This giant feather in
I
my
think
hat.
The stage just before that is people commenting it and complimenting them, even though yeah. they're kind of weirded out. Like,
yeah.
whoa, harem pants. Like, that's so cool.
I love how baggy you look.
Oh, those have got a deep crotch. I bet your genitals are breathing.
Breathing, flying
first
around.
Time in their life.
Those pants suck.
Those floppy, like, Southeast Asia
yeah,
pants.
Yeah, they were, no, like, they became popularized by Supre. Yeah. Because here's the two types of pants when you're a kid for me. Tights.
Yeah.
Black tights as pants or harem pants. Black harem pants. Real loose crotch.
Nothing in between.
So, you know what they are not? Flattering.
No. I actually think they're fine. I don't mind them. When they were popular, I was like, yeah, okay. Like,
I have to Google them.
Yeah, you do.
It's kind of like, you know, remember when big wide flares were in and like...
They're still in. Flares rock. It's the 60s.
Flares are awesome.
No, not like, not bootleg flares, like just wide. Just a
they're
big
still,
wide
our
pant
pants
leg.
Are like the Southeast Asia pants.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just...
But you don't mean the cotton ones.
I
you mean like the
make it
Supre.
Silk.
Yeah.
Corduroy.
I wanted to buy corduroy pants, but I think that they're too unflattering.
They're a bit heavy. Okay, you do a question.
No, I've just done the last like 74.
Okay, mine. Okay, I'm gonna go through them.
And then I think we might even be heading towards the ending.
Awesome.
Stage.
Absolutely.
Okay, ready? Maddie, what does OPRA stand for where you work?
Oh, the Australian Health Practitioner Regulation Agency.
Next, what is your biggest fear?
It's hot seat. Wait, I'm gonna play next.
Come okay, on, go.
Okay. Go, it has to be fast.
I'm dying. It's
dying.
Obviously dying.
Okay, go.
You're a project manager. What projects have you managed? And what was the highlight?
Bitch.
Are you like, is that because that's what it says on my
yes.
website? Okay.
Maddie Anchovy, comedian and project manager.
Fuck you.
By the way, your website is broken.
Oh, yeah, I
yeah,
know.
You've got to
I stopped
your...
paying the fee on it.
Not even a lot
Someone's
going
to steal my domain. Someone's going to be like, Maddie Holbrook, walk, I own you now.
We're going to buy it and start a porn site.
Maddie Holbrook, walk.
Uncut.
Uncut porn. No condoms.
Quick. Project I it's just
it's a lie
it's
okay
a lie.
Next
yeah it's just
what's
fake.
Your McDonald's order
right now because I can't eat beef because that's my no beef 2020
resolution.
It's 6 chicken nuggets, a large fries, 2 hash browns and a large Coke.
Great.
Okay,
sometimes add a McChicken burger on there.
We'll cut that out.
Sometimes that is secret burger.
Secret.
Okay, I'm done. Yeah, that's it.
Okay, next question. What's your opinion on the Apollo 7 mission flight?
Oh, yeah, that's. I've got a very obvious opinion on that. What and is that's it? Good job, guys. You
shit.
You went out there. You went out there and you did it and you landed on the moon.
I think that one was successful. I think a 13 was the one that exploded on the tarmac.
Oh.
And I said, good job.
Good job. I said,
thumbs up from me.
Well done. I was there.
Maddie, this was one of my favorite statuses that you, by the way, when Maddie was a kid looking through, you've had like Facebook for over 10 years. Like,
yeah, I was one of the first to get it. I was very early.
First five.
Mark Zuckerberg.
Yeah, that's why I've got so many friends.
And what she did was like, you know how it says your name? It'd be like, Maddie Holbrook Walk, and then she would like write she'd be like, Maddie Holbrook Walk is peeing, or like, Maddie Holbrook Walk is
early
cool.
Facebook.
That's early Facebook. I've never seen that. You didn't know that?
I didn't know that. Shut up. So anyways,
you're a millennial.
This is my favorite status you wrote. Feels hardcore after being stung by a blue bottle on both legs. Smiley face. Is that true?
Yeah, it is.
Tell
us
the story of
I was in Byron with my cousins. Pretty lit. I was smoking a dude.
I was 7 years old.
No, I wasn't smoking. And I it got wrapped around one leg. And so I picked it off with my hand, not knowing that the whole thing is just all stinger.
Is it?
Oh, no. And then I'm pulling it off. And it also brushed against the other leg. Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
And did you...
You know, it healed, so.
But were you screaming?
No, it hurts, but it's not like agony from memory. It's kind of like, you know when you get stung by a bee and it's like, oh, what?
I've only been stung by a bee once in my life.
And then the next day you're like, oh, it wasn't that bad. But I think if I got stung again, I'd be like, oh, shit, bro.
Yeah. Is really okay, painful. That's all my hot seat questions.
Okay. My last question is.
Okay, wait.
Are you excited for my birthday?
I'm so excited.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah,
that's
nice. I haven't picked out an outfit yet, though. Is there anything? Do you want to pick a theme?
We're the blue. Theme is under the sea.
Yeah. You know, Jess is having a birthday thing, and she's the theme is brown.
Oh, awful.
Oh, we're going to rock it.
Awful. What the fuck?
Brunettes have more fun.
Brown.
I'm going to dye my hair brown.
She's like, yeah, because no one's doing
that's
it.
That's so, no I'm brown. Obsessed. Can I get an invite? I'll brown it up.
I don't know.
There might be, it'll be, we'll
have
to see
how many
are allowed.
I think I'm already a plus one. I don't know if I can.
Whose party is this? Your girlfriend.
My girlfriend.
What we'll do you mean? You're the girlfriend.
Yeah, but there might be a legal limit on how many people can attend.
If there's no legal limit, sure, I think. Okay. But you guys will have to perform, obviously.
So, I'll prepare a
Snake
dance.
Snake doing a 20-minute set.
All right. Well, thank you for being with us, Maddie.
Thank you for coming to this very interrogatory interview.
Interrogatory.
You have to ask us. We should be using that all the time. Great word.
You. One question to end it.
One question to
end
it.
You have to ask us a
for
question.
For both of you. Okay. Oh, this is a test question.
Uh-oh.
Can Jed has to answer first because I'm more sure, John.
Shit, don't do this to me.
What is the date
Don't
of
you
my
say this.
Birthday?
No.
How long? We've known each other for 3 years.
I don't
so
know.
You've had
okay.
three birthdays.
Can I just guess it?
No. Well, try to work it out.
That sort of explains where you're coming from.
Yeah. But go on. It's give it a guess. Maybe you'll get it right.
September.
Yes.
Yep, Virgo slut. Oh, it's like... Near the 18th. Is it like the 16th or the 17th?
It's not.
It's the 13th.
No.
15th.
No, it's not the 9th. Teens.
9.
No.
8, 7.
No, stop. Okay, John, do you remember 30th. The date? Remember, there's a way to work it out.
Yeah,
it's a palindrome.
I remember you taught me a palindrome. So September is... No, wait.
9.
You were born in 94?
Yeah.
So...
49.
It's the 49th day. And September is the
9th.
The ninth month.
November.
I was thinking of 9/11, of course.
So true.
So ninth month, 94.
Fourth.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
You went through a phase where you remembered it, John.
I really did. But then what you did was you tested me every time you saw me.
That's
yeah. So I need to go back to doing the test.
So it's your fault that I don't.
I
know
need to
your
give
best.
You guys a statement of attainment in remembering my birthday.
Do you know they're gonna email me? I mean, they're gonna mail me my degree.
That's cool.
Isn't that sad?
And what if it gets lost?
I know.
You can have a degree thief. Someone else
shame.
Is walking out there with
I put
your...
6 years of my life into that for what? A letter? Thanks.
Good job, buddy.
thumbs up.
Don't die.
You know, in my graduation ceremony, the lady, like the fancy lady, who's a big deal, was like
Gladys Berikian.
She was like, "What are you doing next?" And I was like, "I'm going to be a comedian." Oh. And then she just kind of went, "Oh,"
which meant don't.
And that it. It was like she made this big speech about, she's like, you know, I asked everybody when they got up, and you know, so many of you are traveling and starting in the workforce. It's so great to see. She didn't even mention
that's so
that
weird.
I was going to become a comedian.
And to that one girl, you should go chocolate brown.
All right, let's wrap it up. Thank you, Maddie. Yeah,
thank you so much for having me.
Get ready to hit the stop button, okay?
Okay.
Three.
Bye, everyone.
It doesn't matter if we stop this. Bye. Bye.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.